Okay. Now, Rabosai, I just want to, at the end of the shiur, I wait a certain amount of time to see if there are any questions. I don't mind questions in the middle. I see Avishai, I didn't get on yet. So what happened yesterday is I said, fine, I waited. No one said anything. So I clicked off. As the thing was closing down, Avishai jumped in. So I'll wait. Please ask questions, but I'm to sit here and just wait and wait and wait. And then after the shiur, so I wait a certain amount of time. Someone's about to ask a question, just say, wait a second, I want to say something. I'll know when to turn off or not. Okay. After all the emails and all the questions I had in the book and the
Rebbe?
share itself. Yes.
Rebbe here? Rebbe,
What?
we can't hear Rebbe.
You can't hear? Can you
I
hear
can
me
hear.
now?
I'm able to hear. I'm able to hear.
We can all hear.
I'm not on mute. I don't know why. Can
Something
everybody
in the
hear?
bands.
I think
Yes.
it's a problem with the speaker.
I don't think it's on my end. Show them dog. You hear?
We can hear.
Yes,
We can
yes,
hear.
yes.
Okay, so on my end, everything's good. So check on your end.
I think it's a problem with the speaker system in the base medrash.
Oh, okay, fine. So we'll have to get that fixed. Okay, let me. There is a run. But before we begin the run, let's just understand things a little better, and it'll become eminently clear also.
Again, is there any,
what?
They fixed the base medrash. Now.
What?
They fixed the speakers in the base medrash now.
Okay. You want, should I come back in 5 minutes? How long will it take? 2 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour? What? I
no,
can,
he said
I
it's
can go
fixed.
ahead.
He said it's fixed.
It's fixed. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. The Gemara Nozid Abdalad. Gemara Nozid Abdalad says, Hareni Kishimsha. Ben Manoach, Kabal Delila. Okay. Paris and Nozir Shimshon. Let's see what, and the next Mishnah says. Ma be Nozir Olam and Nozir Shimshon. Nozir Olam, Hichbit Sa'aro, if his hair gets too heavy, Megal Batar, you can cut it with a razor. Maybe Shalosh Behemoth. At that point, he brings the carbon. Imnitma, maybe carbon tumor. I mean, the carbon tumor. Nozi Shimshon. Hichbet Sa'aro. His hair gets heavy. Ain't no medical. You never cut his hair. Imnitma, ain't no maybe carbon tumor. Doesn't bring a carbon tumor. Let's see how the Rambam quotes this. Per Gimel Naziris Halacha, Per Gimel Hilchas Naziris. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's Shimshon Lo Haya Nazi Gomor. Wasn't a full Nazi. A separate Naziris Naziris Shimshon. Shalei no Noda Ben Nazi. He never took a Neda. El Hamalach Hifishu Menatuma. The Malach did it. So I've been telling him. The Kate said, Hayadino. What was his din? Hayo also Biyayin, but also Betaglacha, Sumutu Hoyali Tommy Lamason. Osin Yayin Taglachas, but he was Matami Lamason. But Dava Zer Halacha Mipia Kabbalah. That there is such a concept. No, the Shimshon is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay. Lefikach, Misha Ama Hareini Nozik Shimshon. He did two gerses, but we'll see, it doesn't make much of a difference. Aris in Ozim and Ayan Metaglachas Lobo. The Enema Galeach, Kosh Nevos the Chodesh, Kishar Naziri Olam, Utali Tomila Mason. Yam Omelon is Kavanti Ali Shacher, Shishmo Shimshon. Oh, I have a friend, his name Shimshon. I want to be like him. Eno knows. Why? That is Stam Nedarim, Lahachma, Perushin Lahakal. Mishinada Nezik and Shimshon, Yochul, he shoal al Nidro. There's no She'ela. Shinaziri Shimshon Lolam Hoys. Because Shimshon wasn't able to be shoal on his Naziris because it wasn't via Neder. Okay, now, so Rambam defines a separate type of Naziris called Naziri Shimshon. Oma Hareni Kishimshon. Kibemenoah Kabal Delilah. Kimishaka Dalso Zaz. Mishinekro Plishtim. Then of Harizinozik and Zero Shimshon. Babi Shishinazu Maisim, if someone else could have done it. But Stanadorm Lahachmer, Perushan Lahaka. It's not at all, what is it? He says Hareni Kishimshon. He is saying, I am like Shimshon. Rambam doesn't indicate it at all. So if I say Hareni Nozik Kishimshon, that's a full thing. If I say Hareni Kishimshon, there's no indication whatsoever here that it has anything to do with Hatfasa. That is just the way of formulating what the Yisr is. The Din and Lashon. I don't have to say Hareni Nozik. I have to speak. Now, let us just see how the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Naziris formulates. What is the Yad? Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Naziris. Ein Omer Ben Naziris Ad Shigotzi B'Sfas of Dova Shem Mashma O Eitzel Kol Ha'om Ke'inyan Shebelipa. He doesn't have to say a full statement. He decided he wants it. And he said, something that can interpret he wants to be a nozer. That's the way he spoke, said it, even though it's a little far. It's a yad. Means I have to say something that is my way of expressing it. Even though in the way other people might interpret it, it's a little far-fetched. And that's a yad. Here, Hareni Kishimshon, it's not far-fetched. There's no reason to say Hatfos. Now, when the Ran talks, the Ran, first of all, and that's going to be key, let's just review what we saw in the Ran. And we'll review what we saw in the Ran. But I realized afterwards I said certain things that were totally imprecise. The Ran says like this. Let me open my Ran. He quotes the Gemara. He prefers Rabbeinu Hananel's Mahalach in the Gemara. And how does he interpret Rabbeinu Hananel? When we get into the Ritva, we're going to see a very radical interpretation of Rabbeinu Hananel. And we'll have to focus. Remember, the Ran was aware of the Ramban. The Ritva is a sharp critique of the Ramban, and Ram was aware of it. He says like this: Nira ki gez Rabbein Chanan, or should go with Isri Yisrochim Perusha. Isri Matus Peshu, the Hainu Shlo Yochol Kikaze. The Chaz V'Amal Kikaracha Kaze Isar. Isri Kloma. In Hitzus Alze Hasheni, O Kikashli Shimadino. If you say matzus b'shua, kamotz shurim pidomi. So what is it? On the Sheni, he says you're going to be Chayav. And therefore, on the Shlishi, you're going to be Chayav. Because it's a full Maisa Neder, it's a full Maisa Shvuah. Now, the way the Ran understands Abaye, and this is going to be very, very key. What is the Markov in the Ran, according to the Ran, for Hatfasa, in Abaye? It's in Shavuos. The marker for Hatfas, according to Rava, is Yido Nedel Asadova Hanodor. Okay. Now, what does Abaye say? Abaye then wants to know, is it Motzi Shavuah Mipiv Domi or not Motzi Shavuah Mipiv Domi? And he says, how do I know that it's Motzi Shavuah Mipiv? Because I have a Braisa, Ezer Yisrael Batorah. So he proves that since the Braisa says that the Yisrael Omer Batorah is Hatfasa in the Neder, so that means I view it as a full Maisa Neder. Since it's a full Maisa Neder, it's a full Maisa Shvuah. Because the Makor for everything comes from Shvuah. And if we extended Shvuah to Neder, so that's a Raya, that Shvuah is a full Maisa Shvuah, and it's Chayiv complete. That is how the Ran understood the Sukkah. With that in mind, he says, and that means it's lav kamotzi shvuah mipiv domi. And then he says, and he brings in the Rimigash, and he brings in the Rivi. There are a whole bunch of kashas people ask me about the Rivi. So let me just formulate again how this Rivi ties in with the Rivi in Perek Bey's Hilchos Shvuos. The Rambam says that the two separate parshas, those Hishavu B'Shmi L'Hashem, that is, and that requires Shem Hashem. There's another parsha, Ishki Yudanedu Hishav Hashvu, parsha in Matos, Balyachot Bar Balyachot. For whatever reason, which we'll see, there is no Malkus and Balyachot and Shvu. We'll see that, Kesef Mishnah brings a Rivash, it has to be understood. Okay. Carbon is totally on the Isser of Losi Shavu Bishmila Sheker, and therefore without Shem Hashem, there's no carbon and there's no mal. Comes along the Rivet. The Rivet there says, no, carbon is totally on a Maisa Shua, because it says, Ish Kiva, Uchola Sheyasa, on Bishfua. So whatever is a Maisa Shua, so you can have a carbon. Since Hatfasa, there's Hatfasa, that's a Maisa Shvuah, and that's a Maisa Shvuah, there'll be a carbon. But why? Because Bal Yachal has the ability to mechayev a carbon. When he says there's no Malkus, and there's no Malkus for those Shavish Moshe, even Bal Yachal, that's not true. What does he say? He says, "Arrive in Mapik Yisura Midiksiva Yishav Ashua Yishav Vedovam Bush Vainu Matzus Vibo Sola Bal Yachol Avolo the Carbon." What does it mean? Hatfasa. Yeah, he says, "Is not so." When we say so, it's not learned out with Asha Osra Alav Shabishua. It's learned out from Riboy. Learned down from a Riboy, according to Rava, it's not a Maisa Shvuah, but it is a way of creating Isurim Shalol Yedei Maisa Shvuah. you can create Isurim Shelo al Yedei Ma'aseh Shvuah. So therefore, what? So, and it is in which parsha of the Torah is it? It's in the parsha Bal Yachal. So Legabi Isurim of Bal Yachal, there is Hatfosim. But Legabi Korban that requires a Ma'aseh Shvuah, even though it does not require Shem Hashem. So there's no ribui. So what is he doing? He's telling you there's a way of creating Isurei Shvuah without a Ma'aseh Shvuah. And Rava says, Lav Kamotzi Shvuah Mipi. Why? Because it's going down from a ribui. Yidu Nedu Hishava Shvuah. It's a ribui. It's not a Ma'aseh Shvuah. Mashenken, according to Abaye, it is a Ma'aseh Shvuah. It is a Ma'aseh Nedu. And therefore, because it's learned out of Sha'osu Israel Nafsha Bishvuah. And therefore, when we go back to the, and therefore there's a carbon. There's no Losi Shavu Bishmila Shek. He didn't mention the Shem Hashem. See how, I just want to show you how the two rivets fit together. And the rivet has now come up with an explanation of Rava, that you can create Isurei Shvuah and Isurei Neder, Shelo Ayedei Ma'aseh Neder and Ma'aseh Shvuah, and there's a ribui that includes it within the parsha Bal Yachal Devar. Now, Nish Golden, I hope you're there, you're hiding behind the screen, I don't see your face. But as I mentioned at the beginning, what happened yesterday is I waited afterwards for people to ask questions. When I wasn't getting any questions, I clicked off. As in the middle of turning off, I heard you jump up and ask a question. So in the future, if you ask a little more quickly, I went back on, but you already were off. Okay. Now, comes along. So the Ramban has no Hatfosin Shvuah whatsoever, and only Hatfosin Neder. Now, like the Rif, comes along the Ran, and he's very uncomfortable. First of all, he's uncomfortable with the Rivet that there's no such limit in the Gemara. Says, I believe why. The Ran, I overstated the Ran. The Ran has in his own Shita, you have to distinguish his own Shita and is trying to explain the Rif. His own Shita is what? Hatfasa is not a full Meisen Neder or a full Meisen Shvuah. It is a din in Dibur and in Loshi. I say, I want to tie my status into the status of X. Now, X may be a theoretical X, Kishimshon, Imra Kadishin Ka'atzeh Mizbeach, because today there are no Atzeh Mizbeach. Shimshon is not alive, but it is a way I will tie my status into whatever that status is. And there's a Gzeres HaKosev that is considered a Meisen Neder. If I tie it into something that can be created by a nether, so my nether is chal. That means Shimshon himself was not created by a nether. As the Rama points out, the Malach turned him into a nos. But the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai is I, by a nether, can turn myself into a nos Shimshon. So therefore, if I say, Hareini Kishimshon, I say my status will be, it's not a nether, I don't say also, I don't use the word nether at all. I just say my status will be like X. And X is Shimshon, that's if I took a nether, say Hareini, Nozik, Kenozik, Shimshon. It didn't lash. And if I say my status, it'll be like X, pay close attention, Rabbi Gabe Addis. Okay, my status is like X. I tie my status completely into X. And that is tying my status into X. And if X is Shoel, and it turns out he was not a, Nazir. So since I tied my status into his status, my status disappears. I want whatever his status is to be my status. That means I do not use Lashon Isser. I do not use a Lashon whatsoever of Nazir, for instance. I don't say anything. I say, but what is that? It is as if I said, because that is, we learn from Toch Kedei Dibur. And then I say, if I turn my status into yours, that is Hatfasa. Now, once he says that, so it's a din in Lashon that I say a partial statement. And Al Pidin, that is considered a full statement. And it has a din of Hafla. So that's why for him there's no difference if I say it vis-a-vis a living human being in front of me or a non-living human being or theory like Shimshon HaGibor. Made no difference. It's a din in Lashon. And therefore he said, so why? And if this, and that is Ashiyidu Neder, Dova HaNodu. But if I say, I want my status, I want this piece, this loaf of bread to have the same status as an Aveda, that doesn't work. Because that is, I can only do it with something that can be created by an Neder. I'm tying my status into a status that created by an Neder, and that is a full Neder. That is how the Ran understood the concept of Hatfos. So that's why he adds to the riff of Shimshon. Now, if so, he had a question. So therefore, why is Rava so against Hatfos and Shvuah? But he has something that goes much more serious. He says there is an equation between Haflah and Neder and Haflah and Shvuah. How does he prove that point? He proves that point both from Abaye and within Rava as well. Because what did Abaye say? Abaye said that from the Braisa, what did he learn from the Braisa? Is that Islam about Torah, that Hatfosin and Neder is a full Maisa Neder. And therefore he says it's a full Maisa Shua. And where is the Xeris HaKosev of Hatfos going to buy? It's in Shvuah. So I'm understanding the Xeris HaKosev of Shvuah from the Halach of Neder, which I then learned back to Shvuah, because it's one equation of the two. He proves it also from Yad. How do I know there's a din of Yad? Xeris HaKosev, Lindo Neder Nozel HaHazer. Since Lindo Neder Nozel HaHazer, I learned, but that's by Neder. And I learned from there to Shvu, and he proves that there is a din Yad in Shvu, because the halachas of the Hafla are the same. If that is so, he says, I understand why I cannot have a Hatfos of Zukazu in Shvuah, that I understand, but why can I not have a Chepsa b'Chepsa, I understand, but why can't I have a Gavra b'Gavra? That is his problem. Then he goes on to explain the riff. Now, going on to explain the riff, he's saying, now, is he going to agree with the riff? In the end, he disagrees with the riff. He never has any tzad whatsoever that is any different than Lashon in his own view. Now, and he's presented the question, so why is the riff against Hatfasa in Shvuah but allows Hatfasa in Neder? If Hatfasa would be only a din in Lashon, and so then I'd learn one from the other. Problem. Now, we have the following. We have the following. So he comes up with as follows. The halacha, according to the Rif, hatfasa in neder is not a din in losh. Din in kedusha osa chlip. Nothing to do with anything. Kedusha osa chlip. Kedusha, chalos kedusha is an extendable thing. That is a total departure of what he himself has said that he believes. And that is a total departure of what he said he believes. With that in mind, he says that's one possibility. And therefore, since it's no longer hatfas is not a din anymore in Lashon and Hafar, so there's no jump from one to the other. From Neder to Shvuah. Number two possibility. He says, no. If I say Zek Zeh, it's only if there's a Shem Torah, there's a Chalos on something. So in Neder, there's a Chalos. In Shvuah, there's no Chalos. Is he talking about extending a Chalos or just this is the Din and Lashon that I learn? It's hard to say. But he himself says he doesn't believe the whole thing. It's a purely a Din and Lashon. It's purely a Din and Lashon. He sees no reason why I cannot have Hatfasa Gavra B'Gavra in a Shul. This is the whole picture of the Ran. Very straightforward. To the point sheet. Okay, now, with this in mind, he proceeds. He says, so what is the machlokas between Abaye and Rava? Machlokas between Abaye and Rava is saying zu kazu. Let's read what he says. The chitomar, the higalog amrinin hat fosim in a dorem lishvut, ubichin agalaf ilhochi leheni midin yad. Okay. So I say zukazu. Maybe it's a yad. I'm reading the Reish Nadar. Yeah, I'm reading Yeshad the Payer. I'm a Hodin Guna Tay the Payer. Or my Lachlito Hodin Ami. Nami Lanami Din Yad. Lo Dormi. Hotsim Lo Asik Di Bure. It's an incomplete statement. Shemochi Maskinen Le. We complete a statement. So he now is in his world, he's defining exactly what Yad is. Yad's not an Amira Kodo. And here is where he's different than a lot of Rishonim. We saw before in Neder B'Losh and Shvuah, Shvuah B'Losh and Neder. Is it a reworking his statement? Say, you wanted to express a certain idea, you did it in your way. We reword your statement and it has a full dinah flaw, maybe. Or he says, no, that's not what it is. It's an incomplete statement. So I say, kikazu, ani kamoscha. That's a full statement. It doesn't say anything, but it's a full statement. He said, I don't like the riff. What about zukazu? It's only in zukazu. Hmm. Why? Because he learns it from the pasuk. Oh, also Yisrael nafshu b'shvut. To also nafshu dova ploni, and he reads this into how Abaye understood the pasuk. But if you get that's because he gets asher also Yisrael nafshu b'shvut. But if you get it from Ashidi the Badova Hanotar, so therefore it's something totally different. And he says the if is Nami Gaiba Garba the Ishtaba Mahai Omidin had fosumidin yat, the if is Khatsuba Khatsu Umishtaba Lel Lomai Lomatsumishwamipif. Doesn't say nothing. So then, and I have another advantage. Why Chomer Nedar B'Shvuah Shvuah has been a Dar, it says. Why is it not listed in the differences between Shvuah and Nedar? One has that false and one doesn't have it. So he ends up with his Mahalach, and he tries to defend the Rif in one of two ways. He himself doesn't. He goes back to his idea, it's a din in washing, and therefore would apply God from a God from the machlokas, you know, buying rubbers only. This is how the Ran interprets it. Down at the bottom. Now, Rashi has something else. Rashi has, when the Gemara says, Kamash Ronaba Gedalia Merachi, Rashi says that a nether is chal. That means if I take a neder on Nevela and say this is will be awesome be neder, it's chal. And some reason it is not included in the cloud of Ein Isu Chal Al Isu. And he says you don't have to say because one is the rice and one is the rabbon. Even if both would be the rice. It says 15 lines up from the bottom. The Yom Shemayz Bo'ova, Pshit, the Klamit, the Game of the Time, Yishrum, the Nodr, who means Lom Yitzkul Kamchi. Okay. Rashi says, we're not goers. Yesh the Kayim Agirsi. I like this. We know the Dorm Chalam Al Dvar Mitzvah. When do we say Nedes Chalam Al Dvar Mitzvah? If I say matzah is also to me b'neder leil Pesach, because when if I take shushalo ochal matzah b'leil Pesach, so I'm saying I will not do something I'm a chuyev to do that I can't do because I have a shua I took in Arsina that I will eat matzah leil Pesach. I can't take a shua opposite. But if I just put an isra on the matzah, even though it ends up that I won't be able to eat the matzah, I don't care. That's either because it's logically that way, or because of Yishid and Nedel Hashem, Mechuhu L'chavtze Shemaya, Gemara Dafta Zayin Omer Aleph in the Dorah. That something will be discussed greatly in the future. Nedel Kaim is the Lord says, Ain't the Yisra Chodesh or Machmas Nidra? Sheyochul Al Vatorah. Says, if I take a shvuah not to eat nevela, it's chal. We don't pask in that way. But what does Rabbi Yudim Seir say? Why? Because it's mosif. What is it mosif? Now I have to bring a carbon. Something has to be extra. But just have a separate iser to get an additional malchus. Not only for Nevela, but also for Bal Yachav. That's the end of the Chalavis. Then Shechishu Chivko, my Jengu Nador, my Hilkul Davke, my Shurub, the Kevin, my Rabbonan, I'm at the right saying that the Chalav. Chenda, Tzoraza, the Balamor says. It's a very long, complicated Balamor. I'm not going to go into that. And also, he has a raya from the Gemara in Marcus. Gemara says, "Yesh chorish telamachas chayla mishum shmar lavin." We do eight lavin with one charisha. Gemara says, "Dachshenam the amr shur shelo echrosh ben b'chol ben b'yontif." again in high time, he used to call it last night. I could say, and it's a nether. I take a nether that I that the soda is also olai b'charisha. Why not? So he doesn't like it. He says, Now, what that means, yesh neder betoch neder, is all big machlokas rishon, which he himself refers to. And that's not that from just because of nozel lahas. Why can one neder be chal on the second? He says, lo amru el b'isa b'meyatz, go neder shua. Because it's separate posik, nozel lahas. Okay. And he said, I have a different malach on the Gemara. V'achem omrim, shekevin shanadorim chalom advar mitzvah bebitul mitzvah, hafakim yitzul ol sasechol. Oval ol siyasof agam kem bal yachol. V'achem uch mirushalmi. That's what v'achem omrim. Why? Norm Chalm Bekima is after can't get the Kaim Gersus. Says, but why? And here the Ritva is going to explain. We get into a general issue. Ritva says, since all Yisurei Torah are Yisurei Gavra, and this is Yisur Chafetz, so therefore it can be Chalm. For whatever reason that makes a difference, that we'll have to see. Even if Rashi is right, says, even though that maybe in that we chal on the veil, because one is gav and one is cheft. Even if Rashi is right, here he's wrong. Why? Because there's a general problem. That's what we skip. If I have something that has two different statuses, I have Basar Shlom. I have two pieces of meat in front of me. One is Meter and one is this. And I say, this piece of meat, the third piece of meat, should be like the meat in front of me. Do I go to the Heter or I go to the Yisr? Same thing is if there's an Yisr Doraisa. So that means there is Yom Kippur and there is Neder. Assuming you can take in, let's say I say all that I take in neder on Yud Tish, that Yud Tish should be also, and assume that it's Chal. So I want to say, and Chof Hey Tavis should be just like Yud Tish. So am I doing in the Isser of Yud Tish, or the neder of Yud Tish? That's the shmachlo, because that's the issue we skip ahead. Tera kamatfis, or b'isur kamatfis. So therefore, he says, and he paskins, if I would do it that way, I would apply the neder to Yom Kippur, and not to the hadfasa to Yom Kippur, and it wouldn't be chal because of davar os. So that's why if it's a drabbanon, it refers to the isur d'oraisa neder. That's what he says. Okay. All that if I take a neder on an Yisur Rabbanan and I'm matzis in it, so then it's chal. Okay. That's what he has to say. Now he's opened up a whole different issue, whether that he says it makes no sense, but there may be a reason that Adoram Archal or Kayim Los, I say, which Rashi says. It may be because of that he said, don't say it has anything to do with Neder Betoch Neder, because first of all, that's not how I understand that. Gemara, if I didn't understand it that way, it's only Neder is a unique thing. He says, but because of Yerushalmi, he's willing to say that there's such a possibility? He doesn't explain it. The one who gets into explaining this and uses this really to develop the entire theory of what a neder and a shua is the Ritva. Now, to understand the Ritva, before we get there, there's a Gemara that I've referred to implicitly. I just want to mention Gemara Daf Chesom and Aleph in the Dara. Ha'omer, Okum v'esh neperek zeh. I say, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and learn a certain perek. Tomorrow morning I'll get up and I'll daven v'sikin. Neder gadol noda l'Elokei Yisrael. He says a tremendous neder l'Elokei Yisrael. Now,
back in the Ran, what Rebbe said in the Ran that hatfasa is a type of a flaw. So in the Mishnah, Nazir daf chafam abeis, when one person says Hari Nazir and the second person says Vani, and the first Nazir is Shoel on it, is the second person's Naziris, is it Paka Lumafreya?
But you wanted to say in Rashi, Bamidin Hatfos, not Midin Yat. That if I say I am tying my status into X, that is a full neder, as if I said, and if X is shoal on the neder, then it's up. Well, my status is tied exactly into X. If X is shimshon, it's like shimshon. If X is a nazir, so then I have the status to the nazir. And if he's shoal on the nazir, so my status is tied into him completely, whatever he does.
So does that mean that his naziris is paka from here on out, or was what? It always never? So when the first nazir is shoal on it, so the second nazir, is it?
So since the second nazir tied his status into the first nazir, and the first nazir undoes his status, so therefore that means the second nazir's status is hovering in the air, because the first nazir's status is hovering in the air. And if that means if he doesn't do anything, so the first nazir, second nazir has to do everything. And if the first nazir is shoel, so that under then since he the second one tied himself into the first one, so it's as if in your words as if there was a tanai. Okay, that what you were trying to say in Rashi midin yad, he says midin hatfasa. The hatfasa means, if I tie my status into something else, that is a full neder, and I'm fully tied into that other thing, as if I said it specifically, completely. And that's the gzeras hakotzon of sheyida b'dova hanodo. If I take to a piece of bread, says zek kazeh, as if I say, whatever I am also on X, now I am also on Y. Okay. Now, with that in mind, there's a Gemara, Daf Chesam and Aleph. And while I'm speaking about it implicitly, it's important to see it inside. So what does it say? Ha'omer, Esh, Akum v'esh neperek zeh, neder gadol noda l'Elokei Yisrael. I will do a mitzvah. By my doing a mitzvah, it's a neder gadol noda l'Elokei Yisrael. But that's kum v'aseh. First of all, it's kum v'aseh. Sheneamar, and the pasuk says, nishbati v'akayem elishmo mishpatei v'kayem. And we quote a pasuk about shvua. Now here, what does that mean? So if you take a look in the Gemara and Nedarim, the very from Rishonim, you'll find out Rishonim are split. One group of Rishonim say that a neder is chal la'asos mitzvah b'kumvaseh. Just like what did we know that I can say and neder b'kumvase nidrei hektish. I will bring an ola. I will give money to tzedakah. I will give money to Beit HaKabayis. I'll give money to Beis HaKnesses. Ramban said possibly because I'm talking about a chayfet to the shibut. Ramban says because it's any mitzvah that means I am giving money to any dvar mitzvah. There is a neder chal b'kum v'aseh. That's the gzeras hakozen. Derecho ashatido tiso uvasa. That a neder chal b'kum v'aseh. Therefore, you have to be exceedingly careful. You say, I will wake up tomorrow morning to daven v'sikah. I will wake up early to learn tomorrow morning. So that has a din of a total neder, according to that group of Rishonim. Another group of Rishonim say no. There is no neder b'kum v'aseh. When we say shvua, it means it's a din has a din shvua. And a shvua's chalak kayim as hamitzvah. Do I have to say b'loshin shvua or not? Is it midin yad? That's the whole sugya there. But there is one certainly group of Rishonim that talk in terms of a neder b'kum v'aseh l'kayim as hamitzvahs. Okay. Whether it's mitzvah shushus, maybe a mitzvah shovah too. It means I don't have to daven v'sikah tomorrow. But if I say I'm going to get up to daven v'sikah tomorrow, I'm chayav. Okay. Now, well, that's something that has to be understood and kept in the back of one's mind. You should take a look at the sugya there, Daf Ches. Now, now we get to the Ritva. There's the Ritva at the end of the first parak and the Ritva at the beginning of the second parak. Let me just outline briefly major chidushim in the Ritva to be aware of. When he says that if I, let's say, and how does he understand Rabbeinu Chananel about the Kikah Sheni and the Kikah Shlishi? Telling you everything outside. He said, if I say Hatfasa can mean one of two things. It work midin yad, or it can work midin that it's a full maisa neder and full maisa shvua. If it works midin yad, then I do not go over to a kikah shlishi. If hatfasa is not midin yad, it's a separate halacha, separate gzeras hakosa that it's a neder sholem and a shvua shlema, then it goes over to a shlishi. What does he mean by that? You'll see it inside, and once you have where he's coming from, he says yad is learned out from a reboy. And since yad nozelahaz, and lindu ned nozelahaz, what does yad say? Yad gives me the ability to create isurei neder and isurei shua without a maisa neder and a maisa shua. Hatfasa is a din that I need a maisa neder and a maisa shvua. And therefore, I cannot be matfis in a yad. When he gets to the sugya of Hareni Kishimsho, that's b'chal nothing to do with hatfasa. Shimsho's not around. All of these things. Have to be very careful. That's number one. Number two, he says, every neder is chal midin hektish. So therefore, There's a difference between halos about nevela. It's not just another iser. It's another iser. It just becomes just like nevela. As nevela is an iser gavra. This is an iser heftz. Means it creates kedusha. It's an iser gavra not to eat kedusha in a fanami. Therefore, he says, if I take a piece of nevela and I say, I aser b'neder, so it's a heft, so the hainu kedusha is chal because nevela is an isegavra. But if I take a shvua, you see how he's playing with isegavra heft. And chefza means the iser, not only am I personally not allowed to eat it, since etzli, it's kaddish, etzli, I have to make sure it is not eaten. That would be a chil kedusha. So he takes iser chefza to mean a chil kedusha, the kedusha that's chal, because every nether is kedusha. And therefore it's totally dissimilar and different. The nevela. This is the outline to keep in mind as you go through the ritva. We'll go through it if you have a cook ritva. So let me just. At the end of the first parak. When beginning in column Samach Vav, Mar talks about Chomer ben Adarim v'Shuas Shuas ben Adarim. Begin there, and then it really begins. Begin on column Samaches, and keep going. When he talks about Adarim Michal Lekayim. Glosas says the Kayim essays, Levatel Glosas says the Levatel, which ties into the end of the run. And then he begins the beginning of the second parak, in the very beginning, he talks about Hatfosa Shua, but the Ikka where he gets it, but just go straight through. He keeps talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. But in so, he gives a very interesting insight to what is a nether, what is a shvua, what is a yad, and what is hatfas. And then, once we finish the Ran and the Ritva, we'll then go back into the other Rishonim and see how the whole thing fits together. Any questions?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
We were wondering, what exactly is the Isser of Bal Yachal Dvaray? What exactly are you, why is it Bal Yachal Dvaray?
Yachal Dvaray. You missed the very first shir, I believe, the first two shirim. Okay. So, Yachal Dvaray means violating a chalos that was created by Dibor. It's not, there's a difference. There are two separate things. Shlosi shavu b'shmila sheker means sheker. For instance, I say hareini nozer. I say hareini nozer, I'm a nozer. And then I get this fantastic bottle of wine. I say, I know I'm a nozer, what can I do? I just love this bottle of wine. It's not sheker. I say, I'm a nozer. I'm over on the averis that a nozer is not allowed to do. If I have a korban harazol, and I'm taking to Yerushalayim to bring a zanola. I get tired. I jump on the shore's back and I ride on into Yerushalayim. It's an ola. I want it to be an ola. So I want it to be an ola. So because I want it to be an ola, it's not sheker. I'm just tired. I want to ride on his back. So what is it? I created a surim. via Dibur, and I'm violating them. If I believe that all the Dorim are Dinim and Kedusha, so that, take a look at Rashi and Bayach Dvar, Osa Dvar of Chulim, treating Kedusha like Chulim, or just violating Bimacha, violating Yisurim that are created via my Dibur, or Yachal Dvar. That is what, at this point, and the next sugya we'll get to, we'll have to define a little more precisely in a Hanami, but that is exactly what the pashtus of Voyachal Dvaro is. Now, there's an assay, Motzos Sechot Tishmo Vasisa, or Kol Yotze Mipiv Yasa, fulfilling that which I said. That's something else. Lo Tishov B'Shmila Sheker is Sheker. Lo Tishem HaKam HaShov Shek or Shav. Not to do with Surah. I'm talking about my Dibur. Okay?
So just to clarify our understanding right now in Bal Yachal Dvar is that it's not Bal Yachal Dvar, it's Bal Yachal in the Isra that I created with Dibur.
Yachal, the result of Dvaro.
Yeah. That's right now. Okay. Let's clarify.
Okay. Let's say, any other questions?
Yeah, Rabbi.
Yes.
In the run, when we were explaining that how Hatzfasa is going to work to tie the two chalosim together, that when the first nazir is matir is nazir, then it's going to work for the second nazir also. Was that part of Hatzfasa that the two chalosim are tied together, or I could do that with any nazir, even without the din Hatzfasa? And Hatzfasa was just in the lashon.
Hatzfasa is just saying, if I say ani kamo, that I can tie my nether into something to X. My nether is whatever is X, and that is considered a full nether completely. That it's I don't have to say what the issue is. I don't have to say anything. I can tie myself into something else, and by doing that, that is a full nether.
What would happen if I would say I need nazir kamo ploni? Who's a nazir? But I said I need nazir kaploni. So is the result the same that I'm tied into his halos? Even according to Rava?
Yeah. I want to tie myself into someone else. But I'm not sure if I say the words, have any nazir kaploni. I need kaploni. I don't say what I am. I am just his clone. I'm tying myself. I'm his clone. That's all I am.
Also, in the Ravid, the chiluk that we're making between Lo Yachal and Isser Shvua, but to explain the difference that by when you leave out the Shem Hashem, that you're chayav a karban, but when you did Hatzfasa, so there was only an Isser of Lo Yachal. But the Ravid by the Shem Hashem seems to say that the Isser Shvua over there is Lo Yachal. So
there are two separate things. Yeah, there's an Isser Shvua. Every Shvua has Lo Yachal, and every Shvua has Los Yishovu Bishmila Shek. Two bad parts. The Sheker Shvua and the Isser Shvua. But the Isser Sheker is tied in with the Shem Hashem. Without the Shem Hashem, I just have the Din Isser Shvua. That's Lo Yachal.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. It's a little loud. The Rebbe is saying that that it's still Sheker even without the Shem Hashem?
No. The Isser Sheker is tied into Shem Hashem. Without Shem Hashem, there's no Isser Sheker. But Shua creates Isurim, so that's Bal Yachal.
So what's the difference between the Shua without the Shem Hashem and the Hatzfasa? Why is one chayev the carbon?
Hatzfasa is not a ma'aseh shvua, so therefore there's no carbon.
But when I leave out the Shem Hashem,
it's not a ma'aseh shvua. I say zu kazu. It's not a ma'aseh shvua, so therefore there's no carbon. And the only time I bring a carbon is Shivate Adam Bishvua. Pasuk says I need a Maaseh Shvua.
Okay.
Rebbe, what's with Shir tomorrow?
What's Shir tomorrow? Whatever. I believe if what I'll do is as follows. If 11 o'clock is convenient for people, I'll see what sort of attendance we have. If we have attendance, I can say Shir. If we don't have attendance, I'll talk about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. What? Unless people, it depends on me. I'm just sitting and learning Torah. Okay. The Seder. Tov.